Good news is hard to come by.
So here's some recent positive stories from H2O Radio you might have missed.
I'm Jamie Sudler.
And I'm Franny Halperin. Coral reefs that have become degraded by human activity and climate change can be restored fast in just 4 years, according to new research.
Scientists led by the University of Exeter planted new coral in what used to be some of the most diverse, colorful, and vibrant reefs in the world that had been devastated by fishing practices that used dynamite about 30 years ago.
They attached healthy coral fragments to sand-covered steel frames sitting on damaged reefs off the coast of an Indonesian island. The researchers described that the frames, called reef stars, support new coral growth, provide habitat for marine animals, and stabilize loose rubble.
In just a year, the fragments developed into coral colonies, and after 2 years had branched with neighboring colonies, and in 4 had overgrown the structures. The restoration sites were almost indistinguishable from healthy reefs.
This good news comes as the Great Barrier Reef off Australia is undergoing a mass bleaching event for the 5th time in 8 years. Warming ocean waters cause the coral to expel the algae that gives them nutrients and color.
Ocean temperatures reached record highs in February, with the average global sea surface warmth nearly 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
There are a staggering number of data centers around the globe, facilitating everything from IT operations to cryptocurrencies and now artificial intelligence. They're increasingly scrutinized for their environmental impact, including high energy use and subsequent greenhouse gas emissions, as well as the huge amount of water needed to cool racks of servers, not to mention acres of land the warehouses require.
The industry is trying to become more sustainable by using renewable energy and recycling water. One company in the UK has a novel idea to shrink the environmental footprint of data centers, literally.
Instead of sprawling warehouses taking up lots of land, the UK startup Deep Green has developed a micro data center roughly the size of a refrigerator.
Its selling point? Deep Green offers the heat its computers generate to its customers for free. An offer swimming pools in the UK would be happy to have after soaring energy prices caused many to close. It's a win-win for the environment since the pools would no longer have to purchase power to heat water, much of which was from fossil fuels.
In return, Deep Green gets free cooling from the pool water, which lowers its operating costs so it can provide cheaper computing to businesses.
The company says its data centers could work with other energy-hungry customers like distilleries and claims that with just 1% of its data center usage, it could heat all public pools in the country.
Deep Green got a massive investment from renewable power provider Octopus Energy, so suffice it to say, sustainability efforts seem to be going swimmingly. UFOs are in the news, or UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena, as they are now called.
If aliens do drop by, how would we be able to communicate with them? For researchers at the SETI Institute, which searches for extraterrestrial intelligence, the solution might come from whales.
The scientists recently had a 20-minute conversation with a humpback named Twain, and they think the chat could help them decipher messages from other life forms in the universe.
The team placed underwater speakers off the coast of Alaska and played a whoop or throp recorded sound, which is hello in humpback language. To their astonishment, Twain approached, circled their boat, and responded with a whoop of her own.
During the subsequent exchange, Twain answered each call the researchers played and matched the intervals between signals. If, for example, the team waited 30 seconds to play a sound, Twain too waited 30 seconds to reply.
While whales are known to sing to find a mate, research has shown they also make vocalizations for social reasons, such as to locate each other in the sea. By studying these types of non-human communications, the scientists hope to develop filters to analyze extraterrestrial signals that we might receive.
If aliens ever do reach out to humans, we want to be ready to communicate or face the risk that never the Twain shall meet. Pollution from fertilizer runoff and sewage is a global problem that diminishes water quality and kills aquatic life in rivers and lakes. But a new study shows there could be a beautiful solution: flowers.
Researchers from Florida International University grew marigolds through holes on floating mats in canals near Miami in a method similar to hydroponics. Instead of getting nutrients from soils, the plants soaked up nitrogen and phosphorus from the polluted water to thrive.
And boy, did they thrive. The plants blossomed into long, marketable stems with large blooms in quantities that matched typical flower farm production, all while removing nearly double the phosphorus and nitrogen that would occur naturally.
The bigger the plants grew, the cleaner the water got, which could not only solve a vexing pollution problem, but also contribute to the area's economy. 80% of the nation's flowers are imported from South America through Miami, and the team says the blossoms could be sold to local florists and provide jobs.
Wetlands extract harmful nutrients from water, but many have been eliminated by development. These floating flower wetlands could be an effective way to stem the tide of pollution worldwide.
That's it from H2O Radio. We'll see you next time.